producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
America Tonight. Each and every show, we go deep inside the politics of the day with our pals from Talk Radio News. None better than our friend from Ohio, the former Congressman Bob Ney. Bob, you and I say it all the time when we talk off the air, but it's just crazy the things that are happening. And I say we start with what shocked me today. Someone actually sent me a link, and that's how I found out that the Islamic State, as they're now calling themselves, they're saying that they beheaded an American journalist, a guy that's been missing since 2012 named James Foley. This is just unbelievable. Have you ever seen anything like it?
Well, I remember Richard Pearl. They beheaded Richard Pearl. I remember he worked for, I think, the New York Times or the Wall Street Journal.
Yeah.
But this one's just like the Richard Pearl. It's just horrible. The intelligence community is trying to verify, but it looks like it's, you know, it's real. And on the video, he said, "I wish I had more time. I wish I could have the hope for freedom to see my family." And then they beheaded him, and they videoed it and showed it. They just brutal. ISIS, all the people they've killed, and they've been beheading children, especially in villages.
Yeah, so now when we hear all this kind of stuff, and you've got this new government in Iraq, and we've got some people obviously still invested in the process and what's happening. I mean, is there any chance if this gets even more barbaric that too bad the promise is off and we're going to have boots on the ground?
Well, I think there's some scenarios that could happen, and one of them that I would suggest is going to be very unpopular, but it's potentially possible we'd consider it. You know, we're dealing with Iran now for the first time in three decades, and potentially, you know, we could deal with Assad of Syria. We, meaning Iraq, Iran, us, and Assad of Syria. And I say that because, you know, Assad has as much to lose as the rest of the world, you know, with these ISIS people over there, plus the kingdoms, you know, Saudi Arabia, wealthy Kuwait, Qatar, the Emirates, all these wealthy kingdoms are next on the block with this ISIS group. It's time that they participate, cough up money, mercenaries, frankly, because they've done it before, and people. So, you know, the president says we're not going to creep back into boots on the ground, and I think what he means is, you know, we can't do it by ourselves. The president's pretty firm about that. You know, for us to just go back in. So the government of Iraq has to do it, but maybe we're going to have to make some, quote, unholy allies.
Wow. All right, so we'll watch and see. I think you're right. That's probably, it might not be popular, but it's probably where it's headed. So sticking with the Middle East, a couple of rockets, three rockets, in fact, fired from the Gaza Strip. Boom, you know that. The ceasefire is done Tuesday. And so there's retaliation. Boy, between these two areas between Gaza and Israel, and then mix in Hamas and the human targets and everything that we've been talking about for the past 5 weeks, and even before that, boy, it does not look like there's going to be any kind of a long-term ceasefire, any kind of a deal. It's looking pretty rough, isn't it?
It is. It's a complete powder keg in the Mideast, as we haven't seen, I think, in five decades or so. And then the Israeli-Palestinian issue, the Israelis, of course, you know, left the table in Cairo because some missiles were lobbed in. Now, fortunately, it seems that it's not a huge back and forth, but the Israelis had to be firm. If missiles are fired, they're going to walk away. Doesn't mean they won't come back, you know, at some point in time, because, you know, the Palestinians do want supplies to come in and out, and so, you know, it's very possible, but also, the Palestinian people have this problem because Hamas is a separate operating entity of the, you know, the average Palestinian Authority member.
Yeah. Yeah, so that, so it's two different factions, really. That's what you're dealing with.
Really.
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah. Okay, let's come closer to home. Ferguson, Missouri, of course, we've been talking about this constantly here on America Tonight, as everyone is across America, those that haven't been there. You know Justin Duckham from Talk Radio News, your colleague, going down, getting the tear gas, talking about that. That was crazy hearing his description of what happened on Friday. Now, here we are into another week. We're 10 days plus going on this thing, and yet a couple of things happening. One, the fact that you now have this petition that was launched to get rid of the St. Louis County prosecuting attorney, a petition that has 26,000 signatures to simply remove him from the case and replace him with a special prosecutor. That was pretty quick. Do you think that, and in hearing people defend him and other people saying, no, this has to happen, do you think that this is probably a likely scenario? It may happen.
Well, yes, he says he's not going to step down, and the petition was circulated on top of everything by a sitting state senator.
Wow.
Circulated it, and they did gather 26,000, you know, signatures fast. Also, if you look into his background, especially in this sensitive issue of police versus, you know, a citizen, if you look into his background, he has extensive ties with the police department. Now, I'm not saying that a person can't, in fact, separate that. However, perception and reality and with the tenseness of the situation, I can just tell you right now from everything I read today on it, he's not going to be accepted, period, because he had a mom that worked in the police department, an uncle, a cousin, and his father was shot and killed when he was 12 years old. His father was a police officer, shot and killed by an African-American at that time. Now, again, that doesn't, I'm not trying to say that the man is, you know, prejudiced, but put all of that together with what's going on in Ferguson, another wrinkle that really nobody needs. So, you know, the Justice Department, Eric Holder's on his way there, our Attorney General, but yet jurisdiction at this point in time is still there unless the Attorney General wants to file it as a federal case. So I'm sure somebody's going to be talking to somebody, but it may go to a grand jury, but he's not going to be very they're not going to really have any faith in the prosecutor, McCullough.
Yeah, I don't think so either. What, along the lines of Ferguson, at this point it's so explosive, and we see, okay, it's fine, peaceful demonstrations, then at night, boom, Molotov cocktails. We saw that there was another shooting, unfortunately. At what point, I mean, what do you do? I mean, at what point does the president step in harder other than sending Holder down there to Ferguson? Is that really all he could do at this point?
Really, it is, because, you know, the president was even trying to avoid supporting the National Guard, which he did, but the governor wanted the Guard because of the militarization issue, you know, that's out there. But I don't think there's really much more President Obama can do except, you know, he sent the highest-ranking legal authority we have in the country, personally, the Attorney General, into there. For the president to go there would not be good, to be honest about it, and I don't think that's going to happen.
Yeah, I mean, and especially with what a powder keg it is at this point. You see the live trucks and all the reporters that are there, and then what happens nightly. And it doesn't, by the way, look like there's any signs, let's be honest, of it stopping, do you think?
No, it doesn't look that way. I thought at first when I watched the press conference with the governor, and then you know, our president, President Obama, came out and made some statements that were balanced, and I thought, okay, you know, maybe this has an opportunity, but it continued. So we'll see tonight and tomorrow, but Eric Holder, maybe Eric Holder going there will calm some things down, possibly.
All right, we'll be watching. Thanks so much, Bob.
Thank
Ney.
You.
We'll talk to you again.
We'll see you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
It takes a lot of courage to face your own death. But I'm glad I finally did. See, I was putting off getting life insurance to protect my family, even though I knew it was important. Then my neighbor's husband died. I watched her struggle emotionally and financially. It really made me face reality. If my husband died, how would I pay the mortgage, the car payments, or keep up the life the kids and I had? I realized I needed to get us life insurance right away. So I called AIG Direct. In less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing my family has protection.
Call AIG Direct right now for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now, 1-800-463-7479. That's 1-800-463-7479. 1-800-463-7479.
Welcome back to this version of America Tonight. Talking there with Bob, and you saw the emphasis on, boy, a lot of crazy going on, but especially when we talk about Ferguson, Missouri, and as we all watch, either closely or from afar. I was talking today to somebody I know in St. Louis, and they were relating just the feelings of so many as to what's happening very close to St. Louis, because really Ferguson is almost like a suburb of St. Louis, so close. And the people in St. Louis feel badly and are trying to do what they can to reach out. But all this reaching out still amounts to, unfortunately, so much of the same thing. It's the familiar protesting and then the clashes with whoever is involved in law enforcement, whether it's the guard or police or highway patrol. And you hope with this unrest that this does not carry over into other areas where we don't see this spill over, for example, further into St. Louis, across other areas in the country. There's so many that are also coming in to Ferguson, which makes it even more difficult to get a handle on things. And as you watch this and you see the support that's growing, support's growing for the officer and support is growing for the movement, it really is split down the middle. So some of these agitators, too, which is the worst part of it, they're not local. A lot of them aren't local. That's the thing of people coming in, busing in, driving down, and stirring the pot and being in the middle of what has now happened in Ferguson, yet they live very, very far away. So the streets were calm late on Tuesday. It was a smaller crowd, and it was a little more peaceful, holding signs and more of the chanting and that kind of stuff. And, you know, the mantra is the same. what you're hearing, the specific words that you hear, is they hold up their hands and say, hands up, don't shoot. Every night, that's what they're saying. And they're saying, we're protesters and we don't loot, because that's part of what's happened. There's so much of the looting, which has been the label for some of the other protesters. And, of course, we're smart enough people, and so many of you that listen to this show and you've emailed me about this, you get it. You understand it. You understand there's a big difference. And I feel sorry for the people, frankly, in this town, because they're the ones that have suffered through that, frankly. They've suffered through the looting. They've suffered through the dark days. And if they are trying to peacefully protest, they're being lumped in, frankly, with everybody else. And especially when you bring people from the outside, because then it becomes a crazy movement, and it's more about the agitators that are just trying to get their hands wrapped around the situation and use it for their own gain, frankly. Now, there have been supporters, as I said, kind of on all sides of this. And there are supporters for the officer, Darren Wilson. They've actually raised a bunch of money. They've raised $25,000, concerned about what's happening to him and what's going to happen with his family. Right now, even though peaceful on Tuesday, there were 74 arrests on failures to disperse. So that was the other thing. Some people refused to go away. They continued to protest on and on and on and on and again. And as we know, this is what has led to so many of the problems, so much of the chaos. So some of the conversation now is centered around, who is it we can bring in? Who is the one person? It's like if you had to sit here and figure this out, whether you're disgusted by some of the things that you've seen or not, it doesn't matter. It's your charge. You've got to figure it out. Who are you bringing in to calm the fears of the people? Who are you bringing in to put a stop to what's been happening, to the arrests, to the shooting, to all of that? Two people were shot, not by police. Four officers were injured. So in one sense, at least the protesting at night got a little bit better, but it's not over at all. So you have people raising money for Darren Wilson, you have people raising money for Brown's family, and you have all kinds of conversation going on. But the main thing is, how do you stop this? How do you not let it spread? Who do you send there to help the people, to help the situation, to figure out a way to somehow get Ferguson back to whatever normal is? Because there was tension there anyway. But how do you get it back to seemingly anyway what normal is? So a grand jury begins to hear testimony from witnesses and deciding whether to return an indictment in the case. That should happen on Wednesday, the same day Eric Holder, the attorney general, will visit Ferguson to look at the whole Department of Justice civil rights investigation into Michael Brown's death. So there's a lot of this uncertainty. So how do you quell that uncertainty? How do you try to purvey some sense of fairness and get this city moving in a better direction and at least getting back to whatever normal is, whatever that is? And that's what's so tough with the agitators, with so many eyes on this situation there, and the concern also about the prosecutor, which we chatted about there. Can you imagine? The prosecutor was not thinking that this was going to happen, but with all those signatures, this petition that has all those signatures to remove the prosecuting attorney, Robert McCullough, because he's got ties to the police, pretty big ties, and has been known to favor law enforcement in criminal cases. I don't know, you would have to, he doesn't want to go away from this case. And doesn't think it's right, but you would have to think that there's got to be a consideration of that, because for goodness sake, they don't want to touch off more problems. He's saying he's going nowhere. He's going to do his job. So his office is pushing forward. They say they're going to try to give evidence to the grand jury, like I said, on Wednesday, depending on their ability to get witnesses in and witnesses to show up, saying it's a normal thing. But critics are questioning how fair of an outcome can you get, especially if you look at how slowly things have been moving. And that how can this outcome be deemed in any way fair and square in just a regular, you know, in what they would call a regular type of investigation because of his ties in the county? How would that not cloud his judgment? McCullough's father, by the way, was a police officer, as Bob Ney said, was killed on the job in 1964 by an African-American man when he was 12, when McCullough was 12. Also, McCullough's brother, an uncle, and a cousin all were part of the St. Louis Police Department. So he understands the inner workings of the whole blue system. And he said he couldn't become a policeman, so he became a prosecutor. Otherwise, he would have done that. He lost his leg to cancer when he was a teenager. So he went in a different direction, but still tried to stay in the business of the law. But he's not stepping aside. Will they try to force him to step aside with the petition that was circulated? Will they try to force that hand because of the concerns about McCullough? And he's getting protection from a lot of people who say, well, that's not right. He does a good job. He's thorough. He looks at the letter of the law, period, and that's it. But some say, look, Darren Wilson, the officer, hasn't been arrested. He's on paid administrative leave. It's up to the grand jury to determine what charges, if any, are going to be placed on Wilson. So that's the question. Do you think in the end that Wilson will be charged with a crime? Do you think that this cop who shot Michael Brown 6 times will have to go to court to defend himself? Will have to hire a criminal defense attorney? Or no, there won't be any charges. And because this has been so slow coming, there is the thought, and this is why the petitions circulated, that McCullough is just too close to it and too pro-blue. What do you say, America? I know you got opinions. It's a sea of opinions out there, and that's why we're inviting you always to share them here on ATN. 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. Or you can flip me an email at americatonight.net.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
You're listening to GCN, proudly sponsored by UnseenNow.com. Lock down your digital life at UnseenNow.com. This is GCN.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
So far, so good. Continuing that theme. Yeah, there's unrest in Ferguson, but fingers crossed, no tear gas was dispensed on Tuesday into Wednesday. People gathered in the streets, and then they were encouraged to disperse, and they did that. How about that? Because it has not been that way, for the most part, in Ferguson. Lots of questions over the prosecutor, Robert McCullough, and whether or not he should be tossed because he has too many ties to the boys in blue, and how can that be a fair situation? And then the other part of this is, in looking at Ferguson, is whether or not this officer, Officer Wilson, should face criminal charges. You know, what do you say? Should he have to answer for that, pumping six bullets into Michael Brown, or no? Hey, six bullets, a lot, but was he reaching for his gun? Did he turn around and charge him? That's why this whole grand jury thing is really important. Because let's hear what the witnesses have to say when they're in a situation where they're under oath. Let's hear it. Let's hear the specifics. Not the hearsay, not the telephone game, the 15th person that told the cousin around the corner, because that's the way they're talking about it. Or we even have seen stuff that has come off that was videotaped talking about Michael Brown. I mean, there's so many crazy aspects, honestly, to this. If you were investigating it, I guarantee there's pieces, there's hunks of information that are hanging out there that we do not know at this point. Really, there is. But it comes down to this. The officers put on administrative leave. This is standard operating procedure in any shooting, in any cop shop in the United States. I have some friends who were police officers in some really hairy, scary areas, I'll tell you, frankly. And I have other friends who were police officers, and for a big chunk of my career, I covered courts and cops when I was doing a television before I segged into radio. So I got to see a firsthand view of all sides of that, and here's what I know. People lie, and you never, ever put the pieces together just like that. Not usually. There are pieces of information. It's like a puzzle where if you jump to conclusions too fast, you'd be surprised at some of the things that you learn. And that's why that grand jury to get that up and going is huge. Let's hear it. Let's see what the witnesses that are in. Let's find out what they have to say and get the specifics on the shots, the areas, all the things that happened. It seems like six is so many. I mean, even our friend Bud, police officer, think of that, how long in Camden, New Jersey. You know, I grew up not far from Camden, New Jersey. How often do I read now, Camden, one is still one of the worst places in America. It's terrible, blah, 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 one of the most dangerous places in America. And he emphasized something that I thought was really interesting, and I checked with some people today, and that was a great little nugget of information that Bud gave. And if you didn't hear it, he said, listen, four shots, they're taking down somebody, four shots in Camden. And if you're going beyond that, they're looking at you as, this guy can't shoot. This guy can't, this is not, there's no six shots. So there is something about the six shots. And that's the specifics of what happened, other than all the different eyewitness accounts. I want to hear it. And imagine, I mean, were there other things, circumstances happening? Okay, he's being rushed. We get that. Okay, someone's reaching for your gun. Was there some other things that we don't know about that happened there? And I think we'll find that there is. Just in my experience and in many of the police officers' experiences that I've talked to, that I've seen, and cases that I watched that would fall apart that were not anything like what they appeared to be in the beginning. And this is going to have some of those nuances. Absolutely. And will he be charged? Will Wilson be charged or not? If I were a betting person, I would say he's not going to get charged in this. And then how does Ferguson react to that? I'll throw out the digits again, 855-266-5283. I think the other horrible thing on the day, just so depressing. I felt really, my soul, this sounds like a funny thing to say, but has anyone had this experience? It's like my soul was heavy when I heard this story, because for whatever that means, you know, I just felt so sad when I heard the details about the American that ISIS said they, you know, beheaded. They've got the video, and I mean, just awful his life, he realizes his life is hanging in the balance, not going to see his family. And here you have this journalist who was missing for a couple of years, and then you find out this is what happened to James Foley. And this is Islamic State, where they're releasing cockamamie, insane statements about rivers of blood in the United States and what they want to do and what they're going to do. And it's just, just awful. So they released the video. It shows that he was beheaded. And they threaten the life of another American if the president doesn't end military operations in Iraq. So that's another thing to deal with. So Foley is kneeling next to a man dressed in black. He reads a message. and says that his real killer is America. Says, you know, he wish he had more time, wish he could have the hope for freedom to see the family again. That's what he's saying in the video. And then he is beheaded. He's beheaded. These people are barbaric. And that's cleaning it up. It's awful. And they're trying to verify this, by the way, because, okay, so our government is saying, yes, we have seen this, but we have to make sure that it's authentic, it's genuine, and we're appalled by the brutal murder of any American, but of an innocent American journalist, and the condolences to the family and all that kind of stuff. And, of course, they briefed the president about the video, and they're getting all these updates. But this is a game changer, peeps. This is a game changer. Where do you want to be in the middle of this? I mean, these people may be worse than Al-Qaeda, really. And that, here's the thing, and we know this to be true, right? It's about raising the money. It's about getting the soldiers, and they're very good at it. They have raised the most money of over Hamas, Al-Qaeda. Throw up a terrorist organization, and they trump it. You follow the money, you follow the attacks, and it leads back to them. Again and again and again, and they're loving it. They like the attention. They want to carry it out. They want to spread their form of Islamic jihad across the sands of the Middle East. There's no question about it. Right now, it's Syria and Iraq. They keep calling themselves now the Islamic State. They've videotaped executions, posted them online. They're consistently doing this. And this Foley story, the journalist, is the latest thing. He disappeared right before Thanksgiving in 2012, in Syria, near the border with Turkey. He was forced into a car with guys with guns, supposedly, and they never heard from him again. He was working for an online news outlet called Global Post. And it's so sad. So, you know, how does this touch people? Of course, his mother hears about the video, is told about what happened, and so many people were reaching out to her that she went to social media and said, "We have never been prouder of our son, Jim. He gave his life trying to expose the world to the suffering of the Syrian people." And she posted it on a Facebook page that had been put up for him that said, "Free James Foley." So how long had he been in captivity? What was happening? All that kind of stuff. You know, we don't know any of that. But we know that he was an innocent, and we know that they were just could care less. So there is no control in Iraq, Syria, and those parts. And how far until that really spreads? When I saw what happened in 9/11, and then afterwards, in talking to people off the record and seeing how things were being tied together, I felt somewhat confident that, okay, we're going to have mistakes because there's ego and there's pride and there's all kinds of things tied up into who saw what and what happens when something gets through a piece of information and some unforeseen attack happens. But I have to say, this group scares me more than Al-Qaeda, pure on Al-Qaeda, or any of the other terror groups that I've heard information about. Information, you know, that I was even privy to that I couldn't give details on attacks. But things that most of us generally know about. But to see the journalist and to see what they did to him, wow. Boy, does that really hit you. And now they've got another journalist that they think is Stephen Sotloff, kidnapped at the Syria-Turkey border in 2013. He's a Time guy and a bunch of foreign policy magazines, and who knows if he's next or what happened to him already. Hang with us. More to come here on America Tonight.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
It's the heart of summer across America. Thoughts turn to childhood and long days of fun. Everybody would love to feel like a kid again. And HB Extract can be a vital tool in your battle to stay vibrant and young as it supports healthy blood pressure and circulation while balancing cholesterol. GCN and longtime sponsor HB Extract want to help keep your heart healthy with the 30 bottles, 30 days summer giveaway. Enter to win by visiting GCNlive.com between now and August 29th and click on the contest banner in the top left corner of the page. HB Extract has helped tens of thousands of people worldwide feel good again. And they've done it with HB Extract's exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. Here's to you enjoying many more long, warm, and fun-filled summers, free of pain and sickness. Visit GCNlive.com and enter to win in the 30 bottles, 30 days summer giveaway with HB Extract. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Sign up now at GCNlive.com.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us a sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
All right, the nightly yawn. Can you relate? Do you stifle your yawns? Look, I got to give you some lighter stuff because it's heavy out there, isn't it? Oh, it's so heavy when we're talking about Ferguson and the craziness of the Islamic State. So let's talk about the yawn. I am fascinated by that on this show, as is Matt Johnson. We talk about how yawning is contagious. Well, there was a huge story in the Wall Street Journal today on the secret powers of yawning and how, yes, yawns are contagious, but they keep your brain going and it gives you kind of a 6-second recharge, and that most vertebrates yawn, meaning turtles, crocs, birds, fish, all yawn. The typical yawn runs its course in 6 seconds, rather. So if you yawn, time it for me, And if you have a really long one and you can prove it, we want to see it. You have to videotape it. So here's the thing about yawning. There's a lot of misconceptions about yawning. Before, people thought that it was a way to correct a lack of oxygen. And our tendency to yawn when other people yawn has been incorrectly explained as an expression of a person's empathy. So scientists have been looking into this and figuring out, why do we yawn? Why do we do it? You know, are there people who don't do it and there are people who are better at yawning, which seems so crazy, doesn't it? But one of the things is they say it's important to yawn because it keeps your brain at a cool working temperature. That the brain, this sounds, makes us sound like computers. So check it out. The scientists say the brain is particularly sensitive to overheating. Yeah. A professor, an assistant professor of psychology, Dr. Gallup, says that's the score. And he is at the State University of New York. Jack from Down Under did his own scientific study. He says a yawn is a silent scream for coffee. But umpa. Dr. Gallup, who studied the impact of yawning on brain temperature by implanting, they say, in the brains of rats, probes in their brains, came up with this, saying that yawning was triggered after a subtle rise in the brain temperature. So once it gets to a certain degree, that's what happens. And our brain is sensitive. So the deep inhalation of colder air, when you inhale it, it lowers your brain's temperature by cooling the blood that makes its way to the brain. Oh, that's just is so scientific for me. There's got to be another explanation. So how about that, Matt? When we're yawning, you're basically cooling your brain, so it's a good thing. So don't stop yawning. And the contagious yawning thing, they say it's a social function. It helps ensure that everyone's brain is alert. And they studied this with four parakeets. I love how we compare ourselves to parakeets and rats. And anyway, some of them were startled by a loud noise. Yawning became more contagious in groups that were jolted by noise, but not in others. So the theory is contagious yawning may be a method for promoting group vigilance against predators or threats or any of that kind of stuff. I think it's pretty interesting. There have been other studies, of course, on yawning, trying to explain why you yawn and what it does to the brain and how you change and all that kind of stuff and what are the practical applications of yawning. I just thought people yawn when they're bored. People yawn when they're exhausted. I agree with Jack. People yawn when they are just taxed and they need some caffeine. We live in a caffeinated world, don't we? And whether it's just something we think or it's true, how much of an effect does caffeine have on you? So in other words, does caffeine keep you going? When you've had enough, you've got to do one more paper or one more whatever, is caffeine the thing that jolts you back into life? I think it is, man. That's why they sell so much coffee and 5-Hour Energy and all that Red Bull and all that other stuff. Let's go to Pete in Texas. Hello, Peter.
Hey, what's up?
Are you cooling that big brain of yours?
Oh, I just overheated my cranium.
I like it.
We're going to keep it up, and we're going to make that little crack where they can send in the little blue hat guys with the UN on the side of their truck all the way to Missouri. And they're going to start there and they're going to work their way out. They're going to knock it off over there.
You think they're going to work their way all the way up?
Yeah. The UN forces.
Yeah.
That knobhead's going to send them in there if we don't get these people under control in Ferguson.
Well, let's hope for control. I feel sorry for the people that are mixed in the middle of it, and there are plenty of those people.
I don't know, man. That's just the crack he needs to send in the blue hats. Then everybody will be in a cage.
Oh, let's hope not.
Yeah, well, you know, it's just the worst case scenario.
Yeah, that's the worst case scenario. I mean, you know what? You need someone. I mean, who's powerful at uniting people? I can't even think of anyone. That's the crazy thing, Pete. I was trying to make a list today, and I can think of, people that can grab your attention and will make you pay attention to what they're saying, but I can't think of anyone that can go in there right now and say, cut the crap, we're done with this, everybody go home, well, let's play this out and stop it.
That's just what I'm saying. There's no control.
Yeah, there's no control. It's a loss of control, yes.
The freaks come at night, you know.
Yeah.
They're looking for witnesses. They're going to have these knuckles that are, you know, they're going to lie as a witness. You know they are. I know they are. Just to try to stir the pot some more. I don't know. Now, what would happen if a black cop would have shot a white kid? This would have been just zero, nothing. It'd been off there, too.
Yeah, that's an interesting point. People say, well, what if you flip the narrative around? What would that mean? What would happen? And would there have been the things that we're seeing out of Ferguson? And, you know, you see that, it's like I saw something with Spike Lee today, and he was saying, this is what happens. This is racism in this country. We have not, sadly, come any further. This is what happened, blah, blah, blah. And he was talking about it, and I thought, geez, I mean, in some ways, it's so easy to pull that card out and throw it on the table. And maybe that's the reason why we still have all these problems, because that is what happens, and that is what people grab for. And then that continues to be the what is the tension, and especially in areas like Ferguson.
Yep, that's they've waited too long. It's out of control, and you know, what kind of witnesses are you going to have? You know, everybody's made up their mind what's going on. What happened. You know, so here we go.
Yeah. Can you really find anyone who's objective? Here's what I saw. Who, what, where, when, and why. I don't care what color you are, what your background is, but this is what my eyes saw. I was right there. I am not in any way exaggerating what happened. And as I said, people lie. I've seen this through lawyers I've talked to. I've seen this in a lot of other criminal situations, whether it's white people, black people, Asians, whatever. I mean, it's what the police say when they're doing interrogations, and it's what the lawyers say, and it's what the judges say. So I don't know. You be the judge. It's very tough in Ferguson. Pete, thanks. And thanks to all of you for listening to this hour of America Tonight.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.